It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Good morning, Larry.
Yeah, good morning. And we are in the days of Autwin now. That's spelled capital A-U-T, capital W-I-N. It's a combination of autumn and winter. It is the interlude after the leaves drop and before the snow cover. It is an absolutely beautiful time to get out and take a walk and get to know your own neighborhood woods. You can see really well right through all the trees and so forth. So anyway, we are 1 week into November, and so far, temperature-wise, we have been above normal. Now, some of the early mornings maybe haven't felt that. It's been chilly, but not that chilly. We had one chilly morning back on the 1st where we had 22 degrees. And yes, I saw ice that day, ice on pond, ice on lake, but they didn't last. Since then, the coldest temperatures have been in the low 30s. So we'll see if this is going to continue the trend that we had for the last couple of months. In addition to that, though, we have switched, at least temporarily, switched another trend, and that is November has been wetter than normal. It's amazing. First time in weeks that I've been able to say that we are having more precipitation than is normally recorded by this time. It hasn't been a lot. Only 0.6 inches of precipitation have fallen in November so far, but that's more than the normal of about 0.4. So we got some beautiful rains, and one of the things I really enjoy about rainy November or rainy days during or shortly after the rain in November is walking in the woods is a lot quieter. The leaves have been wet, therefore walking on the down leaves is not as noisy as walking on the dry down leaves. And yes, it's just a beautiful time to take a walk in the woods. One of the, I've been doing it every day, and one of the things I've been looking for is how things are responding after being so dry for 2 months. How are things responding to this amount of moisture? The lichens are maybe the most obvious. Lichens are on sides of trees and branches and so forth. They're very, very common in our region. Well, they can handle it. They're tough, and they can handle the dry conditions. But as soon as moisture comes along, they are opportunists. They absorb that moisture, and suddenly these little patches of lichen seem to be bigger and more colorful than what they were before. Also, in addition to that, while I was walking in the woods this week, I noticed that, yes, the lichens were responding, but there was something else responding to the moisture, and that was a fungus. Yeah, we have had a very limited amount of mushrooms, if at all, in the last couple of months. But this was another kind of fungus, a fungus that was growing out on the branches all this time during the dry conditions. It shriveled up to be nothing more than looking like a little piece of leather on the side of the branches. But as soon as moisture came in along, it absorbed the moisture and swelled up big and took on the conditions that give it its name called jelly fungus. And jelly fungus is a common thing. I find it pretty much every November out on the trees, and I found a good deal of it this week during my walks. In addition to that, we are having migration continuing. Hawk Ridge now continues the counting of raptors throughout the month of November. The ones that have been kind of seen mostly this time of year are bald eagles, red-tailed hawks, ruffling hawks, and golden eagles. There was a remarkable day back on November 1 where 54 golden eagles were counted in one day. That's the second highest total of golden eagles ever recorded at Hawk Ridge. Quite an amazing thing to see. In addition to that, there's plenty of other migrations going on. I see or hear Canada geese every day. I have been seeing various kinds of ducks migrating and then resting during the migrations. There have been flights of robins. There have been flights of blue jays, along with blue birds, along with blue jays, crows, and ravens. Northern shrikes have been showing up. All these are, well, the crows and ravens may not be migrants, but they may also be migrants. They do both. Then there's things like the finches. There are several kinds of finches that have been migrating through. Purple finch, goldfinch, and pine siskins are perhaps the most notable. Red crossbills have been showing up. There have been a number of snow buntings. I had a couple of experiences of snow buntings myself out on the roads. Blackbirds have been coming across in migration. And then this week, the first of the red poles started to show up. Now, they haven't shown up in big numbers yet, but they did. They did show up. They were noted, as was the first pine grosbeak, which was an interesting sighting, and the first of the Bohemian waxwings. So, yeah, that migration is going on. Now, if you want to see the migration, that's a lot easier to see. Along the roads every day, I've been seeing tree sparrows and juncals. They are both kinds of sparrows, and they hang around the sides of the roads as a place to find seeds to eat. And then there is, of course, some that don't migrate that have really been putting on quite a show lately, and that is the owls. Every single early morning, I hear from barred owls, and then recently it's been the great horned owls that have been calling. And though I haven't heard them, I did have one quick sighting of the small owl, the saw-whet owl, this past week. And then one evening at dusk while driving, I saw two woodcocks flying by. So, yeah, things are definitely still happening as we get into November. Lots of years by this time, we have had ice buildup. Right now, we don't. We don't have ice buildup. We don't have frozen ground, and we don't have any snow. So the birds are going to hang around about as long as they can. Buck rubs have been very common on the trail that I've been walking in the woods. And, of course, that's this time of year. They're very active. Also, the squirrels are very active looking for food to have for the winter. I've been watching a couple of beaver ponds where the beaver's cache, have been growing throughout the time. But probably the most active mammals at this time have been mice. This is the time when white-footed mice, deer mice, that live out in the woods, they decide to try to find a place of shelter for the winter. And very often that shelter turns out to be our shelters. And it's not unusual at all. They come indoors. They come into the garages. They come into the house. They come into the basements. Not unusual at all. There have been many, many deer hunters who have gone to the cabins at this time and get in and find out that the deer mice have moved in before they have. So that's a common part of November. When weather starts getting cold, they're going to seek a place to go. I have been feeding birds at my bird feeder, but one thing I never do at this time is put out suet. The reason I don't is I want to wait until the bears go to sleep before I put out the suet. Some interesting things going on with insects. I have been talking last couple of weeks about a little grayish-brown moth I call late-season moths, also called World Series moths. Well, the World Series is over, and the late-season moths are winding down, but I saw some as recently as yesterday, still active in the chilly weather. And then there is crane flies. Crane flies go through an interesting thing. There's a whole group of insects called crane flies. Well, this one group tends to go through a flight in the afternoons, in the sunlight in the afternoons. They fly up and down. I think they're trying to determine dominance. So who gets to mate with whom? And it happens this time of year, the chilly weather, but they seek a spot out in the sunlight to do so. Spiders have still continued to be active. We're not going to see their webs, but we do see a lot of their threads. During my morning walks this week, when sunlight was just right, I could see their threads all over the place. It just tells us that they're traveling, and they're usually the young ones that do that. Among the tree leaves, they're pretty much all bare right now, but we have a few lingering. There's still some yellow on silver maples, weeping willows, and other willows, and even a few tamaracks. And then don't overlook the green leaves that are out there on buckthorn. Many of the trees still are holding their berries and fruits, and they'll continue to do that for as long a time until they either drop off or get eaten. But I find it's also the roadside wildflowers oh my gosh, the goldenrods that were so beautiful and yellow a few weeks ago now are still just as easy to tell because they have the big fluffy seeds in the top of their plant. And they're again, just very abundant, as are things like milkweed. Milkweed seeds that blow around in a parachute-like fluff are very common and very easy to see right now. In the woods, as I said, it's wide open. You can see better, and there's plenty to see besides that fungus I was talking about. There's also mosses and club mosses and ferns, all of which are green. And then there's even a few flowering plants that keep a green leaf at this time. It's a very, very interesting time to get out and take a walk. Well, it's also a good time to get out and take a walk at night, because during clear nights in November, we not only have a good chance to see aurora, we also have just a great opportunity to see the just stargazing. And in this next week, we have a bonus to look for. On the night of the 10th, one object in the sky that's easy to see is the moon. Well, if you're out on the night of the 10th and you take a look and see the moon and you see what looks like is a star next to it, get out binoculars and take a look. That is the planet Saturn. And if you have a chance to use powerful binoculars or a telescope, it is worth it. Saturn is a planet with a ring around it, and it's quite a spectacular object to see. So, yes, we may be in November, a month that a lot of people consider boring, but no, it is not. Plenty is going on. So take care. Bye.
Thanks so much, Larry. That's Larry Weber. Larry is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.